Good evening again.
皆さんこんばんは。
Now in our last session we're going to talk about Noah's Ark.
この最後の時間でノアの箱舟について、お話したいと思います。
That's perhaps one of the most significant stories in the Bible.
聖書の中でもですね、非常に重要な意味を持つ物語であります。
Now, first of all, a question we need to ask is, was there a global flood at all? Was there a flood?
まず尋ねてみたいんですけれども、世界的な洪水、地球規模の洪水というのはですね、本当にかつて起こったことがあるのでしょうか?
All around the world, there are legends of a global flood in the past.
過去にですね、世界的洪水、地球規模の洪水が起こったという、伝説がですね、世界中のあちこちに残っています。
Now we don't have much time this evening, but we'll give you just a few examples.
あまり時間がないのでですね、まあ、いくつかしか紹介できませんけれども。
For example, from Hawaii, there's a legend of a man named Nu'u.
ハワイにはですね、Nu'u という人物の伝説が残っています。
It's interesting, the name there sounds very much like Noah in the Bible.
Noah. 似てないこともないですね。
And the legend says that Nu'u made a canoe.
Nu'u がカヌーを作ったという伝説によりますと。
Put all the animals on board.
そしてそのカヌーの中にですね、アニマル、動物を全部入れまして、
And he survived the flood, which killed everybody else in the world.
そして彼以外の全人類をですね、滅ぼした洪水からですね、生き残ったということなんです。
Only his family survived the flood.
このヌーと家族だけが生き残ったというわけですね。
The Toltec Indians talk about a man called Cox Cox.
メキシコのトルテックインディアン伝説にコックスコックスという名の人物が出てきます。
And their legends say that the world Before the flood had lasted for 1,716 years.
伝説によりますと、彼らが言う世界はですね、できてから1,716年しか続かなかったというわけです。
That's actually very similar to the chronology that you discover in the Hebrew Bible.
私たちの聖書でもですね、創造から洪水までの期間が計算できるようになっているんですけども、興味深いことに。
And yet, this was an oral tradition passed down by the Indians.
このインディアンの伝説のに出てくる年数と似てるんですね。
The Chinese have a story about a man called Fuhi. Was it Fuhai?
Okay. 中国の伝説にですね、フーヒという人物が出てきます。
His wife, three sons and three daughters escaped the flood.
伝説によると、フーヒとその妻と三人の息子と娘たちがですね、洪水から逃れたと記録されています。
So there was eight people survived the flood, according to this.
この洪水から生き残ったのがやはり8人いたというわけです。
And they were the ones that repopulated the world.
そしてこの家族からですね、また人類が増え広がっていったという伝説なんですね。
It's interesting that the Chinese word for boat.
まあ皆さんもご存知のように船という漢字がありますね。
Is made up of The words that mean a vessel for eight mouths or eight people.
この船と八の口という、字でなっています。
There's actually many other stories in the Chinese alphabet that we can find in the Bible.
漢字を研究しているとですね、この聖書の物語に関連していると思われるですね、ものが多く見られるんです。
But that's a study for another time.
まあ、この研究は今日はいたしませんけれども。
Now, scientists tell us that no human being has ever seen a dinosaur.
科学者によると、恐竜を見た人は一人もいないという結論なんです。
Yet if God created the dinosaurs back in the beginning of the world,
しかし神様はですね、この恐竜も世の初めに創造されたんです。
Then this statement is not true.
ですからこの、声明はですね、真実ではないと言えるわけです。
There's interesting evidence from all over the world that dinosaurs were around when people were around as well.
全世界にですね、この 人類と一緒に恐竜も生存していたという、まあ、記録が残っているんです。
Lots of ancient cave paintings and wall paintings depict what appears to be dinosaurs.
古代のですね、洞窟の中に描かれた絵にですね、あちこちに恐竜の絵が描かれています。
Here's some examples of these.
例えばこういう絵が残っていまして、
This one is found in the Grand Canyon in the United States.
これはアメリカのですね、グランドキャニオンで見つかったものです。
And it looks very much like a side view of a dinosaur.
これは恐竜のですね、横から見た姿に見えますね。
Here's some other carvings that look very much like large dinosaurs.
これもですね、巨大な恐竜を描いたものと思われるわけです。
The Aborigines in Australia drew pictures of what we would see as dinosaurs.
オーストラリアのアボリジニ原住民もですね、恐竜と思われる生き物の絵を描いています。
For example, here's a drawing they drew.
このアボリジニが描いた絵の一つですけれども、
of some monster that ate one of their friends, and it looks very much like a plesiosaur. Oh, there's a person in there.
この怪獣に見える生き物の中にですね、人がお腹の中に入っていまして、なんかその怪獣を攻撃している様子でしょうか。
Here's a painting from Canada that shows again what looks like a dinosaur.
これはカナダで見つかった絵ですけれども、これも恐竜の絵に見えますね。
If we go to Lima, which is in Peru,
ペルーのリマに行きますと、
there's a place called Ica.
そこにイカという場所がありまして、
and what's been discovered here are stones with drawings on these stones.
石の上にですね、絵が描かれているものがあちこち見つかっています。
And these stones date back, I think, over 1,000 years.
これらの石はですね、だいたい1000年前のものと思われています。
And when we examine these carvings on these stones, we see dinosaurs.
これらの石にはですね、まあやはり恐竜と思われる絵が描かれているんです。
For example, here is a triceratops.
トリケラトプスという恐竜に似てますね。
Here is a Tyrannosaurus Rex.
ティラノサウルスのように思われる恐竜が描かれています。
And it shows in some of these pictures people hunting dinosaurs.
ある絵ではですね、人間が恐竜を、まあ、狩りをしているように見える絵があるんです。
Where did the what animal did these people see to draw these on these stones?
ここでですね、の描かれている絵。どういう種類の生き物でしょうか。
There's many, many of these stones.
石の多くにこういった恐竜のような絵が描かれているんです。
Here's another one here.
ここに見えますでしょうか。
And another one here.
これも恐竜に見えますね。
And here's two dinosaurs fighting.
2頭の恐竜が戦っている様子でしょうか。
And does this dinosaur look familiar?
この恐竜も有名な恐竜に見えますね。
Here's one depicting somebody riding a dinosaur.
これは誰かが恐竜に乗っている絵でしょうか。
And in this one it appears that this man is petting or patting the dinosaur.
これはですね、人間が恐竜をですね、なんか可愛がっている様子に見えます。
Now in a place in Mexico, some models, these are clay models, found of dinosaurs.
メキシコでこの粘土で作った恐竜の模型が見つかっています。
These were found buried and unearthed, and these
地中に埋まっていたものが発掘されたんですけれども、
and they date back before European times.
ヨーロッパ文明も古い時代のものでした。
And again, they depict animals which we know as dinosaurs today.
今日恐竜と言われている生き物が描かれているんですね。生き物の形をしています。
Now, someone might ask, if there were dinosaurs in the past, why do we not see so many today?
過去に恐竜がいたとして、どうして今日は見られないのかという質問も上がってくるでしょう。
There's probably two reasons for that.
その理由、2つ考えられます。
As we saw on some of those previous pictures, people were hunting those dinosaurs.
人間がですね、狩りをして、恐竜を殺している絵がありましたよね。
And there's another reason too. It appears the environment of the earth has changed since the flood.
さらにこの人間、地球のですね、環境が変わってきたという理由も考えられます。
There's good evidence that the oxygen level in our atmosphere was higher in the past.
過去においては、この酸素の量がですね、現在よりも多かったと思われます。
Some of the dinosaurs found, which are as big as this stage here, only had nostrils the size of a horse's nostrils.
現在見つかっている恐竜の中でですね、このステージぐらい大きい恐竜でありながら、馬の鼻の穴の大きさぐらいしかないものも見つかっています。
It appears they were designed for an atmosphere with more oxygen in it than we find today.
ですからこの空気中にですね、当時は酸素が今よりもふんだんにあったと考えられるわけです。
And some of the evidence that we have less oxygen now than in the past has been found from the fossils found in amber.
過去の酸素量よりもね、現在は少なくなっているということを証拠立てているこれ化石なんですけれども。
Inside the amber, where they find these fossilized insects.
この化石の中に、まあ、化石化されたですね、昆虫が見つかっています。
They also find bubbles of air.
その中にですね、泡が残っていたんです。
This air was trapped at the same time that the fossils were trapped.
これが化石になった時にですね、もうこの空気がそこに閉じ込められて、泡のように残ったものと考えられます。この化石の中の空気を調べてみますと、酸素量がですね 30% だったそうです。今日の空気での酸素量はですね 20% しかありません。
So that would have allowed a dinosaurwith small nostrils to be much more active or capable.
当時ですね、酸素量がそれだけあったとしたらですね、巨大な、また鼻が小さくてもですね、恐竜が、生存できたと考えられるわけです。
In some places in the world, they discover dinosaur tracks mixed with human tracks.
ある場所ではですね、恐竜の足跡と人間の足跡が入り混じっているところが見つかっています。
Here's one example of that sort of thing. We find a dinosaur footprint here.
これがこの恐竜の足跡ですね。
That stepped on a human footprint.
そこにまた人間の足跡が混じっています。
Clearly, there were people alive at the same time as the dinosaurs.
これがですね、この人間と恐竜が同じ時代に生存していたということを証拠立てているものです。
This was soft mud.That the human and the dinosaur were walking across.
この柔らかい土の上をですね、人間と、まあ、恐竜が一緒に歩いているわけです。
And then it hardened and turned into stone.
後々、この土がですね、固まって石に変わってしまいました。
This was probably happening at the time of Noah's flood, when people were fleeing the rising water.
もしかしたらですね、ノアの洪水の時に、人や動物がですね、この迫ってくる水からですね、逃れている時のものかもしれません。
So if there was a flood, then where is Noah's ark?
ではもしこの洪水、世界規模の洪水があったとしたら、ノアの箱舟はどこにあるのでしょうか。
Let's review the story in the Bible of
聖書からこの物語を見てみましょう。
Noah's flood.
ノアの洪水の物語ですね。
The Bible says that before the flood, mankind was becoming very wicked.
聖書によりますと、洪水の前、人類がですね、非常に堕落して邪悪になってしまったと書かれています。
It says, every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
すべてその心に思いはかることが、いつも悪いことばかりであるのを見られたとあります。
And it says the earth was filled with violence.
そして暴虐、暴力が地に満ちたとあります。
Now, even a patient and long-suffering God has a limit to how much he will tolerate evil.
寛容で忍耐深い神様にもですね、その憐れみに限界があるわけです。
And God gave mankind 120 years probation.
そして神様は人類にですね、120年という猶予期間を与えられました。
But even though the world was quite corrupt and wicked, there was a man who feared God.
そしてこの邪悪な世界にあってですね、ノアという正しい人がいました。
And God told Noah to build an ark.
そのノアに神様はですね、箱舟を作るように命じられたんです。
As Noah constructed the ark, he warned the people of the flood to come.
ノアは箱舟を建造しながらですね、人々に来たるべき洪水について警告を与えました。
It says Noah was moving by faith. He had heard God say a flood was coming, and he believed what God said.
神様が洪水が起こると言われて、それを信じてですね、ノアは行動に移したんです。
On the ark were taken clean animals and unclean animals.
そしてこの箱舟にはですね、清い動物、清くない動物が入れられました。
Finally, when the ark was ready, God says, "Come on board the ark."
そして準備ができてから神様はついにですね、この箱舟に乗り込みなさいと言われました。
Noah made one last appeal. Get on board the ark before it's too late.
最後の訴えを人々に呼びかけます。どうか箱舟に一緒に入って救われましょうと。
But the Bible records it was only Noah, his wife.Three sons and three daughters-in-law, in other words, eight people that got on board.
ところが最終的に箱舟に乗り込んだのはノアと妻と、3人の息子、そして息子の嫁たち、合計で8人の人だけだったんです。
And then the door of the ark closed.
そしてついにこの箱舟の扉が閉ざされてしまいました。
Once that door was closed, everybody's destiny was sealed.
一旦この扉が閉ざされた時点で、全ての人の運命が決定しました。
The Bible says that after seven days, so Noah sat there for a whole week, one week waiting.
7日の後とありますから、箱舟に乗り込んでからですね、7日間、何も起こらない状態で箱舟の中でノアと家族は待っていました。
Perhaps the people outside were laughing, saying, "How long will he stay in his boat?"
その間ですね、外の人たちはノアたちをですね、嘲笑っていたかもしれません。あとどのくらいの中に留まっているんだろうなとか言ってですね。
But the Bible says suddenly the fountains of the great deep were broken up and the windows of heaven were opened.
ところが突然、大いなる淵の源がことごとく破れ、天の窓が開けたと書かれています。
The Bible says the flood came and destroyed them all.
そして洪水が襲ってきて彼らをことごとく滅ぼしたと聖書に書かれています。
It says only Noah and those who were with him in the ark survived.
ノアと彼と共に箱舟にいた者だけが残った。
And finally, after more than one year of floating, the ark came to rest.
約1年後ですね、この箱舟がついに地上にとどまりました。
And then the animals left and got off the ark.
そして箱舟から出てですね、動物も人間もそれぞれ散っていったわけです。
If the Bible is true, that means every animal we see on the world can trace the ancestry back to the animals that came off this boat.
もし聖書に書かれていることが真実であるとするならば、今日存在する動物の祖先もすべてこの箱舟から出てきたものと考えられるわけです。
So is this a true story?
これは実話でしょうか?
Is the Bible fact or fiction?
それとも聖書は作り話なのでしょうか?
The Bible says the ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat.
聖書によると箱舟はアララテの山々にとどまったとあります。
The word translated Ararat here comes from the old word Uratu.
このアララテと書かれている言葉ですね、もともとは言語を見るとウラトゥとあります。
ウラトゥ was the name of a kingdom in what we call Turkey today.
ウラルトゥというのは今日、トルコとして知られている場所に存在した王国でした。
Now notice it says upon the mountains plural.That means one of many mountains.
そして、日本語でははっきりしませんけれども、言語を見るとですね、アララテの山々にとどまったとあるんです。
People have assumed that must mean this mountain here.
現在、アララテ山として知られているあの山にですね、箱舟があると多くの人は考えたんです。
This mountain is called Mount Ararat.
あちらの頂上が白い山はですね、アララテ山と今日呼ばれていますけれども、
And it's the highest mountain in the area.
あの辺りで一番高い山です。
But Mount Ararat is a volcano.
ところが、このアララテ山というのは火山なんですね。
This is a satellite picture looking straight down on the mountain.
このアララテ山の真上から撮った衛星写真です。
You can see the outline of the volcano here.
火山のですね、が四方に広がっている様子が見えます。
Geologists will say that this is a relatively young volcano.
地質学者ですかね、によると、この山というのは比較的若いものだということが分かっています。
Dr. Sully Barak Tutin, who's a geologist who has studied this area,
この辺りをですね、研究した地質学者がおりまして、
was asked how big was this mountain 5,000 years ago?
その人にですね、5000年前この山はどのくらいの大きさでしたかという質問を投げかけました。
He stated that if it existed at all 5000 years ago, it would have been very small.
5000年前もし存在したとしたら、非常に小さい山だったことでしょうという答えでした。
And it has since built up to the height that it is today.
以来ですね、この山は徐々に現在の高さにまで成長していったんです。
In fact, Mount Ararat has erupted in recent historical times.
事実、このアララテ山はですね、過去に噴火しているという歴史的記録があります。
You may recall Mount St. Helens in the United States.
アメリカ合衆国に、セントヘレナ山という山があるんですけれども、
It used to have a nice peak on the top of this mountain.
かつてはですね、富士山のようにきれいに頂がとんがった山でした。
Then a volcanic eruption blew the top off this mountain.
火山噴火が起こった後ですね、この頂上部分が削り取られてしまったんです。吹き飛ばされたんですね。
Mount Ararat has had a similar volcano, sorry, a similar eruption in the 1800s.
1800年代にアララテ山もですね、似たような噴火を経験しました。
And this gorge on the side of the mountainWas the result of that eruption.
この横のですね、へこんだ部分はこの、火山噴火の跡を物語っているんです。
And yet some people claimed to have seen Noah's Ark in this gorge here.
にもかかわらず、このへこんだ部分にですね、箱舟があったと主張する人たちも出てきたんです。
For example, this gentleman here claims to have seen it in that gorge.
この写真に写っている人もですね、アララテ山の山腹のあたりにですね、ノアの箱舟を発見したと主張しました。
And yet expeditions have found nothing to confirm his claims.
調査がなされたんですけれども、彼の主張をですね、証拠を立てるものは何一つ見つかりませんでした。
And it doesn't make sense to look for an ark inside a volcano, the crater of a volcano, does it?
しかもですね、このクレーターのある火山にですね、箱舟をがあるというのは到底考えられないことなんです。
Recently, there was a group from Hong Kong that claimed to have discovered Noah's Ark on the volcano.
近年になってもですね、この火山であるアララテ山で箱舟を発見したという主張がですね、香港からの中国人のグループによってなされました。
They showed pictures of what they claimed was the inside of Noah's Ark.
そしてこれがノアの箱舟の内部ですよという写真がですね、発表されました。
They held a press conference to announce their discovery.
そして自分たちがノアの箱舟を発見したと 発表するですね、記者会見まで行いました。
They showed pictures of exploring the inside of this ark.
そしてこの内部をですね、調査している様子を描いた写真もですね、発表したんです。
For example, this picture here.
この写真もそうなんですけれども、
showing some very interesting wooden structure.
木の形が見えますね。ノアの箱舟の内部というわけです。
And some nice, fresh looking straw here.
ここに比較的新しいものと見られる、藁が置かれています。
And that should have been a bit of a giveaway because would straw look like that after nearly 5,000 years?
5000年後にですね、藁がこんな状態で残ってるはずは絶対ないわけです。
On their website, they mentioned, Randall Price.
彼らのウェブサイトにですね、Randall Price という名前が載っています。
Randall Price was working with these folk from Hong Kong.
Randall Price という人はですね、この香港からのグループとですね、一緒にこの発見に関与した人でした。
And he decided to cease working with these people when he realized, the direction they were going.
しかし途中でですね、この人たちとして働くのをやめてしまいました。
And when they announced they'd found Noah's Ark, he released a report.
で、香港からのグループがノアの箱舟を発見したと発表した頃に、彼もですね、ランドル・プライスもまた別のですね、報告を出しました。
On his website, he said this. To make a long story short, this is all reported to be a fake. The photos were reputed to have been taken off a site near the Black Sea.
ランドル・プライスの発表はこうでした。端的に言うと、これは全て嘘の報告である。写真は黒海から場所を写し取っているという噂であった。
His colleague, Dr. Don Patton, found the site on Mount Ararat that they were talking about.
この香港のグループが見つけたと言っているですね、その場所をこの別のドン・パットンという人もが発見したそうです。
What the Hong Kong group had done is they'd hired a group of local people to take wood up Mount Ararat.
この香港のグループの人が実際にやったことはですね、トルコの地元の人を雇って、木材をですね、山の上に運ばせたそうです。
They told the people they were producing a film about Noah's Ark.
そして、この木材を運ばせてですね、その人たちに今からノアの箱舟の、映画を撮るんだと言ったわけです。
And they were building a film set on Mount Ararat for this film.
そして、この映画のためのですね、アララテ山にセットを作らせたんです。
Then when they took pictures of it, they announced to the world they had found the real Noah's Ark.
そしてそこのセットを作らせて写真を撮った後でですね、このノアの箱舟を発見しましたという発表がなされたんです。
And Don Patton found the site where they'd taken the wood to.
そしてこのドン・パットンという人はですね、この木材が持ち込まれた場所を発見した人でした。
The wood looked old on the outside.
この木はですね、外からは古いものに見えたんですけれども、
But when it was cut open, it was found to be fresh, modern wood that had been burnt to make it look old.
しかしこれ切って調べてみるとですね、外だけ燃やされて古く見せているだけのですね、比較的新しい木材だったそうです。
This has all been reported by Creation Ministries International.
これもクリエーション創造ミニストリーというですね、国際機関が発表している報告書です。
It says Dr. Price says that his team has located and accessed the NAMA site and states the wood they had the wood dated as modern.
まあ言うなれば、そこで発見されたと言われているですね、場所で見つけた木材は新しいものであったということです。
Now it's very sad that this kind of thing happens.
まあこういうことがですね、実際に、まあ、なされているというのは残念なことなんですけれども、
There's so many claims and counterclaims, it's hard to know what the truth is.
こういったですね、偽の情報が出回っているとですね、どれが本当なのか知るのが困難になってきます。
The Bible doesn't need made up stories to try to validate it.
しかし聖書の信憑性をですね、証拠立てるのに、まあ、でっち上げの話なんか必要ないわけですね、神の言葉に。
I'd like to share about a site now that I think makes much more sense and I believe is the best candidate for being Noah's Ark.
私が今からご紹介する場所はですね、本当に聖書の記述とも一致していて、この実際にノアの箱舟の遺物だと最も可能性の高いところであります。
As with anything to do with Noah's Ark, it's controversial.
ノアの箱舟に関するものが見つかったときはですね、いつでも論争を呼びます。
But I'll share some of the evidence and you can decide for yourselves.
私が今からですね、皆さんに証拠をお見せしますので、皆さんがですね、これを受け入れるか受け入れないか決めていただきたいと思うわけです。
About 30 kilometers from the peak of Mount Ararat is another site that's very interesting.
アララテ山の頂上から30キロのところ、南に行くとですね、興味深い場所がありました。
The site was first identified by aerial photographs.
最初にですね、航空写真でこの場所が見つかったんです。
In 1959, this shape was spotted from the air.
1959年のことでした。航空写真が偶然撮られてですね、興味深い場所だということになったわけです。
It's at an altitude of about 6,300 feet.
標高大体2000メートルのところに見つかりました。
It was first publicized in Life magazine in 1960. 1960
年にライフ誌にですね、このことが取り上げられたんです。
And it showed the picture that drew attention to this location.
この写真をきっかけにですね、この場所に注目が集まったんです。
It said, Noah's Ark? Question mark. A boat-like form is seen near Ararat.
アララテ山の近くに船のような形のものが見つかったと、デカデカと乗ったわけです。
An expedition went to the site and spent about a day and a half there.
それから早速ですね、調査隊が送られて1日半過ごしたんですけれども、
They did some superficial digging.
適当にですね、あちこち掘ってから何も見つからなかったので、あたかもですね、どうせ何も見つからないだろうと最初から思っていたかのようにですね、適当な調査がなされたんです。
以来、
約18年間何の調査も行われませんでした。そして1978年に地震が起こったんですね、この辺りで。
And the soil around the side of it dropped.
そしてこの船のような形のですね、周りの地面がですね、沈下したんです。
Up to that time, the shape was, I guess, how do you say, level in this mud flow.、Mm-hmm. Then after the earthquake,The sides were exposed.
上が地震前、下が地震後ですね。周りがだいぶ沈下してしまったんです。
The exposed sides revealed vertical lines of different color material.
そして船のような形の横がですね、あらわになって見てみたら、なんか縦の線が見られました。
This would be consistent with the ribs of a ship.
これがですね、もう船体の外側の、六材の形と非常に似通っているわけです。
This gentleman here from the United States, Ron Wyatt.
この人はアメリカ人、ロン・ワイアットという人ですけれども、
led about a decade of research on the site.
この場所を約10年にわたって調査しました。
He and others spent, many weeks working on the site, looking for evidence.
そして彼は来た時はですね、何週間もかけて綿密に調査をしたんです。
Now this was the picture that drew attention to the site back in 1960.
これがですね、この場所に注目を集めた写真なんですけれども。
In the last few years, we wanted to get New updated aerial pictures of the same site.
最近私たちもですね、この場所に行ってもっといい写真を撮りたくてですね、その試みをしたわけです。
So we used a little radio controlled helicopter.
ラジコンのヘリコプターを使ってですね、上から写真を撮ることにしました。
With a camera on it.
上にこのヘリコプターにカメラを積みまして、
And these are some more recent pictures.
これがもう最近撮られた写真です。
You can see the site here.
よく見えますね、はっきりと。
It's very distinct, very easy to spot.
まあ最近のいい写真ですからね、デジタルカメラですからよく見えます。
Here's a shot at the end of summer, looking from the north.
これは北側から撮った写真です。
You can see the size of this thing.
この大きさご覧になれますでしょうか。
This is my friend Andrew
Stanley. ここに人間が一人いますね。
He's flying the helicopter here.
そこからラジコンを操作してるんですけれども。
This thing is the size of a battleship.
これは大体戦艦ぐらいの大きさがあります。
There's another view of it there.
これもまた別の角度から撮った写真ですけれども。
It was interesting to compare the picture from 1959.
1559年に撮影されたものと2010年に撮られた写真。比べると興味深いんですけれども。
With how the site looks more or less today.
周りの地形が変わっていますね。
Now what's happened is the mud flow.All around it has dropped and subsided and moved away.
出流といいますかね、周りの泥がですね、流れて、動いているわけです。
The level of the soil here has dropped in places maybe 15 meters.
この下のあたりはですね、だいたい15メートルも沈下しています。当時よりも。
And yet the site itself.Hasn't changed.
ところがこの船の形をした部分だけはですね、全く変わっていません。
It's remained intact.
同じ形で残っているんです。
Something is holding it together.
何かがですね、それをそのまま形をですね、保っているわけです。
So could this be the remains of Noah's Ark?
これがノアの箱舟ということがあり得るでしょうか。
If it is, it has to be consistent with what the Bible says about Noah's Ark.
もしそうだとするならば、聖書の記述とですね、一致するはずです。
So what does the Bible say? What does it tell us about Noah's Ark?
では、聖書はノアの箱舟について何と書かれているでしょうか。
Let's consider what the Bible tells us.
聖書が言っていることを見てみましょう。
How long was Noah's Ark according to the Bible?
聖書にノアの箱舟の長さ、どれくらいあったと書かれているでしょうか。
The Bible is very specific.
聖書は極めて正確な書物なんですけれども、
It says Noah's Ark was 300 cubits.
長さは300キュビットあったと書かれています。
But here's a little puzzle. Here's a challenge.
ここでちょっと困難が生じるんですけれども、
Which cubit is the Bible referring to?
聖書で言っているキュビットというのはどの単位のことでしょうか。
Because there are a number of different cubits in history.
歴史上ですね、キュビトと呼ばれるこの尺度はいくつもあったんですね。
For example, there's what's called the Hebrew cubit.
ヘブルキュビトというものもありました。
The Persians had a cubit.
ペルシャ人もキュビトを使っていました。
The Romans had a cubit.
ローマ人もキュビトを使っていました。
And the Egyptians had a very well-known one called the Royal Egyptian Cubit.
エジプト人もですね、エジプトキュビトというものを使っていたんです。
In the Bible itself, it mentions two different cubits.
実際聖書にもですね、2種類のキュビトが載っています。
For example, in the book of Chronicles,
例えば歴代史にですね、
It mentions the size of Solomon's temple.
ソロモンの神殿のですね、寸法が載っています。
And it says 60 cubits long and 20 cubits wide.
長さ60キュビット、幅20キュビットとあります。
Using the cubit of the old standard.
これがですね、古い標準のキュビットを使用しているそうです。
Another verse talks about the altar.
これは祭壇について書かれているものですけれども、
And it mentions long cubits. Anyway.
日本語で1キュビットと1手幅とありますけれども。
And it says that cubit,
ここで言われているキュビットはですね、
is a cubit and a hand breadth.
そのキュビットは1キュビットと1手幅。
So it's mentioning something called a long cubit, which is a cubit and a hand breadth. Do you follow that?
ここで言ってるキュビットというのは1手幅というのが加えられているんですね。
Meaning there's two different cubits mentioned in this verse. There's a long one and a standard one.
長いキュビットと標準キュビット2種類出てきているんです。
So which of these cubits is mentioned when the Bible says the ark shall be 300 cubits?
箱舟の長さ300キュビットとありますけれども、これはどのキュビットのことなんでしょう。
We need to dig a little bit deeper in the Bible.
聖書をもうちょっと深く掘り下げる必要があります。
This reference comes from the book of Genesis.
この記述はですね、創世記に載っているものなんですけれども、
And the author of Genesis was Moses.
創世記を書いた人、モーセでしたね。
The Bible tells us Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
そしてモーセはエジプト人のあらゆる学問を教え込まれたとあります。
So there's a clue.
ここに手がかりがあるんです。
Could this cubit that Moses referred to be the Egyptian cubit?
だとしたらモーセが使ったキュビットという単位はですね、エジプトキュビットだったんでしょうかね。
There's a clue in the Bible that this could be the case. This is probably the case.
これそういった可能性が考えられるわけですね。エジプトキュビットを使ったという。
The Bible calls Egypt the land of Ham.
聖書にはですね、エジプトをハムの地と呼んでいるところがあります。
Now, who was Ham?
ハムとはどういう人物だったでしょうか。
Ham was the son of Noah.
ハムは、ノアの息子の一人でした。
Who traveled with Noah on the ark through the flood.
そして箱舟に入ってですね、洪水を生き延びた人でした。
And later he moved down to what we call Egypt today.
後にハムはですね、今日エジプトと呼ばれている場所に、移ってきたんです。
That's why Egypt was known as the land of Ham.
ですからエジプトはですね、ハムの地としても知られていたわけです。
Now Ham had a son named Mizraim.
ハムにはですね、ミツライムという息子がいました。
And we see the name of Mizraim all over Egypt today.
このミツライムという名前がですね、エジプト中に今でも見ることができます。
For example, here's the it's translated Mizra here, but here's the Mizra bank.
ミツラとなっていますけれども。
Here's the Mizra Travel Agency.
ミツラ旅行社。
This is the Mizra Petroleum.
石油。
Here's Mizra Life Insurance.
ミズラ生命保険。
So we see the name of Mizraim all over Egypt.
このミズラという名前ですね、エジプト中に見られるんです。
And Mizraim was a grandson of Noah.
ミズライムという人はノアの孫でした。
So when Ham moved down to the land of Egypt,
ハムがですね、エジプトに移っていきまして、
he would have taken with him the measurements that he was familiar with.
彼は自分が使い慣れているですね、物差し、差し金、そういったものを携えていったと思われます。
And that became known as the Royal Egyptian Cubit.
これが後にですね、エジプトキュビトと呼ばれるようになりました。
And we know exactly how long this cubit is.
そして、このキュビットの単位がですね、どれだけの長さっていうのは今日でも知ることができるんです。
There are examples of these Egyptian cubits in museums today.
今日ですね、このエジプトキュビットのが博物館に残っています。
If we take this Egyptian measuring, cubit,
このエジプトキュビットで計算しますと、
And if we measure how long the ark site is with this cubit,
そしてこの箱舟の長さに当てますとですね、比べてみますと、
we find that it's exactly 300 cubits long.
ぴったり300キュビットに当てはまるんです。
That's what the Bible said the length of it should be.
そして聖書にははっきり、箱舟の長さは300キュビットあったと記されているわけですね。
So it's consistent. This site is consistent with the length given in the Bible.
聖書の記述と一致していますね。
Now we've checked the site for metal content inside.
いろんな機械を使ってですね、この船の形をしたものの中にですね、金属があるかどうか調べてみました。
We've done this using what's called a magnetometer.
金属探知機を使ったわけですけれども、
in a nutshell, a magnetometer detects the deflection of the Earth's magnetic field. Okay, here's a little bit of science.
Okay, ちょっと科学的になってきますけれども、
The Earth is like a big magnet.
地球っていうのは大きな磁石のようなものですね。
It has a north pole and a south pole.
北極と南極がありまして、
And we're not just talking a rotational pole, but a magnetic north pole and a magnetic south pole.
このそこに磁力が働いているんですね。N 極、S 極でしょうか。
And there are magnetic lines that travel around the Earth.
そしてこの地球にはですね、磁場というのが通っているそうです。
Those magnetic lines are distorted by large metal objects.
そしてそういった磁場はですね、大きな金属物質があったら歪められてしまうそうです。
To illustrate, to explain this, the New Zealand Air Force, the American Coast Guard, I think the Japanese Coast Guard.Use aeroplanes that have magnetometers on them. Sorry, Beth, that was a bit long.
軍隊とか日本のですね、海上保安庁とかそういうところでも飛行機に積まれるそうなんですけれども。
These planes can patrol for submarines.
そういった探知機を使ってですね、潜水艦を探知することができるそうです。
If there is a submarine under the water,
もしこの海の底にですね、中に潜水艦が通っているならば、
That cannot be seen because it's under the water.
もちろん肉眼では見ることができません。
These aeroplanes can still detect where they are.
しかしこの探知機を積んでいる飛行機からは探知できるわけです。
Because the submarine will deflect the Earth's magnetic field around it.
なぜならこの磁場をですね、大きな物体である潜水艦が歪めてしまうからです。
And the aeroplane can detect the change or the deflection.
その磁場のですね、変化を飛行機から探知することができるというわけです。
And can determine there's a submarine under the water by the change in the Earth's magnetic
field. そういう方法でこの潜水艦がそこにあるかないかですね、知ることができるというわけですね。
I hope that makes sense. Does that?
ご理解できましたでしょうか。
Now, my brother here is using a small magnetometer, the same device used to find submarines.
そしてこの人もですね、この小さな磁気探知機、ちょっと漢字が違ってますけれども。
And he took readings all around the site.
そしてその機械でこの場所全体調べてみたそうです。
To check for concentrations of metal.
どれだけですね。金属が埋まっているかということを調べるためでした。
And what it revealed was,
それで分かったことは、
There's a higher concentration of metal inside the site
than... この場所でですね、金属がかなりの割合で見つかったということです。
That would be consistent with a man-made boat.
これがですね、人間の作った人工的な人工物、船であるということ、可能性がですね、高くなったわけです。
Now, underground radar has been used on this site as well.
レーダーのスキャンも用いられました。そしてその地面の中をですね、調べたわけです。
And the radar identified near the surface a large object.
レーダーで調べると地表近くにですね、巨大な物体がですね、見つかったそうです。
When this was dug out of the ground,
それをですね、掘り起こしまして、
It turned out to be a large piece of petrified wood.
見てみると、化石になった木材だったそうです。
When the corner was cut off this piece of petrified wood,
そしてこの角の方を切って調べてみました。
It turned out to be three layers of laminated wood.
そしたらですね、3つの層に分かれた合板だったそうです。
And yet this is petrified wood.
でも現在はこの化石になっているんです。
Now, some other good evidence has been found as well.
他にも証拠が見つかっていますが、
Ron White had permission to drill holes into the side of this site.
この横の方からですね、穴を掘る許可をもらってですね、調べてみました。
And in the samples that he extracted from inside,
その中からですね、穴を掘って取り出した いくつかサンプルをですね、持ち出して調べてみますと、
They discovered animal hairs.
動物の毛が出てきました。
When they showed these to experts,
専門家に持って行って調べてもらうと、
they said this is from the cat family.
猫科の動物の毛だったそうです。
And it was probably a spotted or a striped cat.
おそらくこの何て言いますか、まだら模様のある猫科の動物だということだったんです。
Because their hair had bands of color along it.
この毛にですね、この模様がついていたからです。
Now, there are no spotted or striped cats in Turkey today.
現在、この模様のあるですね、猫科の動物というのは、トルコには存在しないんです。
What that indicates is if this site could be excavated,
もしもっとですね、発掘調査がなされたとしたら、
it could be excavated.Reveal some interesting evidence of what animals were on board this.
この中にどんな動物が入っていたかですね、証拠が見つかると思います。
In fact, in theory, it should be able to spot where the different animals were kept on board the ark.
そして、異なる動物がですね、箱舟のどのあたりに収容されていたかというまで、ということまでですね、わかるはずです。
For example, we may findkangaroo hairs here.
例えばこの辺りにカンガルーが見つかるかもしれません。
And next to that might be some, what's a good animal to think of? Some giraffe hairs.
隣にはキリンがいたという証拠が見つかるかもしれません。
And next to that might be some monkey hairs.
また隣にはですね、猿がいたという証拠が見つかるかもしれません。
Anyway, I'm sure you understand.Basically, you could plot out what kind of animals there were and where they were based on the hairs left behind.
徹底的に掘ったらですね、動物の毛からですね、どの動物がどこにいたかということが分かってくるわけです。
Because in theory, this is basically, it was a floating zoo.
だとしたら、これはもうね、浮かぶ動物園状態、かつてはですね、動物園状態だったということが分かってきます。
The government accepts that this is Noah's Ark.
そしてこれがですね、かつてノアの箱舟だったということはトルコ政府も認めるところであります。
They have road signs pointing up to the site.
正式にですね、道路標識にもですね、ノアの箱舟を指し示しています。
Signs that say Noah's Ark 5 kilometers.
この縦看板、標識によるとノアの箱舟まで5キロと書かれています。
They've built a visitor center.
ビジターセンターまで建てました。
And actually they are rebuilding this. They're enlarging it at the moment.
今現在ですね、この建物を拡張しているところです。
You can see the sign says Noah's Ark National Park Visitor Center.
ノアの箱舟国営ビジターセンターと書かれています。
These are official brochures from the local government.
これも政府が発行したですね、チラシですけれども。
This is Noah's Ark, and this is Turkish.
トルコ語ですけれども、ノアの箱舟と書かれています。
And here's English, of course.
英語でも書かれていますね。
And there's the site.
そしてこの場所の写真が載っています。
Now people ask, why has it not been excavated? Why don't they just go in and excavate it?
じゃあ発掘してですね、徹底的にやったらいいだろうと尋ねる人もいますけれども、
One of the problems is this.
問題が一つあります。
During the winter, it gets covered in ice and snow.
まず冬の間はですね、氷と雪に覆われてしまいます。
And unless it was covered with a building, being exposed to the elements would ruin it after it was excavated.
この場所をですね、建物かなんか屋根で覆ってしまわないと、冬になったらですね、この、開けてしまった場所はですね、台無しにされてしまう恐れがあります。
So it needs a building to be put over it.
ですから発掘調査をきちんとやるためにはですね、何らかの屋根が必要になってきます。
And that's a fairly expensive project.
そうなってくるとかなり高価なですね、プロジェクトになるでしょう。
Before we watch the video, I'd like to share a little puzzle from the Bible.
聖書からのちょっとパズルを紹介したいんですけれども。
The Bible says the ark rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month.
聖書によると7月17日に荒々ての山に留まったと聖書に書かれています。
Then it says the waters decrease continually until the 10th month.
水は次第に減って10月になったとあります。
And it wasn't until the 10th month that the tops of the mountains were seen.
そして10月1日に山々の頂が現れたとあります。
So do you understand the little problem? The ark rested in the 7th month, but the tops of the mountains didn't appear until the 10th month.
箱舟は7月にとどまったにもかかわらず、定着したにもかかわらず、山々が現れ出したのは10月になってからと書かれているんですね。
How could the ark come to rest before the tops of the mountains had come out of the water?
山が水が引いてですね、現れる前に箱舟がとどまったとはどういうことでしょうか。
And there's a very good answer to that problem.
非常にいい答えが見つかっているんですけれども。
In a village in that area.
この地域に村があってですね。
Are these very large drogue stones?
そこにですね、大きな巨大な石が見つかっています。
This is Ron White. Ron White discovered these.
ロン・ワイアットさんがこの石を見つけたんですけれども。
At the top of these stones is a large hole.
その石のですね、一番上の方に大きな穴が開けられていまして。
And these are very large scale, what they call, drogue stones.
アンカーストーンと呼ばれているものです。
These were used to stabilize ships in stormy water.
昔ですね、この船が嵐とかにあったときに安定させるために使った石でした。
Now the ark didn't have to travel anywhere. It didn't have to go from port A to port B.
箱舟は確かに船だったんですけれども、通常のですね、船のように旅行しなくてよかったんですね。目的地から目的地、一つの場所から次の目的地に移動するためのものではありませんでした。
It only had to ride out the storm.
嵐の中をただ安全にとどまるだけでよかったんですね。
Now we've got a video which explains, we think, how these stones were used.
そしてこの石がどういうふうに使われていたかということを説明しているビデオをお見せしたいと思います。
Noah's Ark. Before the great flood, the world had become filled with wicked men, so much so that the Lord decided to destroy the face of the earth. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth."The Lord chose Noah, a man of God, to build an ark in which the righteous would be saved along with some of the animals. Noah preached of conversion and repentance for 120 years, but only 8 people gave their hearts to the Lord and entered the ark. The rain came, and the people sought the safety of higher ground or the ark itself. But the angel of the Lord had closed the door of the ark, and it could not be opened. Probation had closed. It was too late.Death and destruction covered the earth. The thoughts of man were evil continually. God extended an invitation, but it was not accepted. This was a judgment of man. All the fountains of the great deep were broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened, and the rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. So he destroyed all living things which were on the face of the ground. God had saved his people through the flood. But they would spend almost 1 year in the ark, waiting for the floodwaters to recede and new life to begin. Noah and his family were anxious to leave the ark. Finally, Noah knew it was safe to leave. He offered a sacrifice to the Lord, and the Lord placed a bow of promise in the sky that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. The Bible tells us where the ark of Noah came to rest. The ark rested upon the mountains of Ararat. But what is Ararat? The name Ararat, as it appears in the Bible, is the Hebrew equivalent of Urartu, ancient country of Southwest Asia mentioned in Assyrian sources from the early 13th century BC. This area included parts of eastern Turkey, Armenia, and Iran. Moses was not speaking of a specific mountain when writing Genesis. He was speaking of a country, Urartu. So the Bible was saying the ark came to rest in the mountains of the country of Urartu. In eastern Turkey, across the valley from Mount Ararat, is the site we will be visiting. This area was first photographed in an aerial survey conducted in 1959 by Francis Gary Powers. Later, Turkish Lieutenant Duripinar spotted the boat-shaped object in these photographs, so in 1960, a group from the United States journeyed to the site, but they prematurely concluded it was just a natural formation. That same year, Life magazine featured photos of the site. Is there a historical record from ancient civilizations of Noah's Ark existing? Berosus the Chaldean wrote, "It is said there is still some part of the ship in Armenia, at the mountain of the Chordians, and some people carry off pieces of the bitumen, which they take away, and use chiefly as amulets, for the averting of mischiefs." Today, we can look at a map of Turkey, and see the site listed as Nuhun Cimisi, or Noah's Big Boat. Making the trip to the site, we landed next to the very large Lake Van, which once hosted the ancient capital of Urartu named Tushpa, located along its shore. Heading out through the countryside, we see an extinct volcano. Crossing a mountain, we soon see our first glimpse of the famous Mount Ararat in the distance. In the shadows of Ararat is the city of Dobayazit that we pass through, heading toward the Noah's Ark site. Mount Ararat is a beautiful mountain, complete with a rich history of mountain climbers searching for the Ark, but without success. Across the valley, we stop and see the government-erected road sign, Nuhun Cimisi, 5 kilometers up the mountain. On Ron Wyatt's first trip to the region in 1977, he didn't know where to begin searching, and he only had 3 days in the area. So he and his teenage sons prayed that their taxi would stall in areas where they needed to search. That day, God stalled their taxi in 3 different locations, and here is our first taxi stop. High on the mountain is the resting place of Noah's ship. The name of this mountain is translated as Doomsday Mountain, named so for the deadly event of the flood. As we drive up the mountain, we can see Lesser Ararat and Greater Ararat across the valley. Both are post-flood volcanic mountains that were not even here during the flood, and they would be the last place one should search for the Ark. We finally made it to the Ark. Looking at it from the stern, or rear, one can see the boat-shaped outline of the Ark. It has a rounded stern and a pointed bow or front. The symmetrical shape indicates that it is a man-made structure. Ron Wyatt made 24 trips out here to conduct tests and do research at this boat-shaped formation. Photos taken at different times of the year have brought out different features of the boat. There was so much convincing evidence uncovered at the site that the Turkish government declared this area to be Noah's Ark National Park, and yet today the world is unaware of this amazing discovery. Using Google Earth, we can zoom in on the site with satellite imagery to see the Ark, and also the visitor center that was constructed by the Turkish government. It was on June 21st, 1987, that a ceremony was held on the mountain to commemorate the site as Noah's Ark National Park. Dignitaries from around the country assembled to break bread and celebrate this wonderful find. The governor, military officers, and other key officials were participating in a celebration of discovery. Ron Wyatt was a special guest because of the extensive work that he had accomplished at the site. The visitor center would welcome guests from around the world to gaze upon the Ark. As concrete was placed in the foundation by the governor and by Ron Wyatt, excitement was in the air. This was a monument to the mortal remains of Noah's Ark. Noah's Ark was found. The next day, an article appeared in Turkey's largest newspaper announcing Noah's big boat, open for tourism. Now, we make our way inside the visitor center to view the informative evidence on display. Various diagrams and photos are assembled to point out the important features of the Ark. Specimens from the Ark are also on display, including petrified wood and sea fossils from the area, which indicate this mountain is water-laid rock. A guest book shows us that people are visiting the site from all over the world. Many different countries are represented here. Hassan Ozer has worked in the visitor center since it opened. He has lived his entire life in a village here on the mountain, just above the Ark, and has a great deal of history associated with the Ark. His photo appeared in a Knoxville, Tennessee newspaper, so our team brought him a laminated copy for his own. Hassan now tells us some interesting history about the Ark formation.
Bunu gemisi var ya, 1948 senesinde gece bir kayma deprem oldu. Sabahleyin Baltik her taraf gitmiş. Bunun gemisi bir ada güçlüğünde kalmıştır. Her akşam üzerinde bir elektrik lambası gibi bir ışık yanardı. Kim bilir?
In 48, there was an earthquake and it was in the night time. And we just wake up in the morning and we see the earth was moved and... we saw the shape like an ark.
Deki 1960 yıllarında Türk Hava Kuvvetleri böyle bir pilot tarafında bunu fotoğrafı çekiyor. Gidiyor Ankara'ya.
9'da ha.
1960 yıllarında.
60 yıllarında.
Düşün söyle.
Also after that time there was a light we could see in the night time in the up on the village. When we look down to the Ark side, and people was believing that it's holy things, and they, when they come on to the next to the Ark, this light is going off. You know, you cannot find.
Nugemsi, benim kendi şahsi olarak ben de hem inanıyorum hem de karar veriyorum. Çünkü neden? Her taraf gitti, Nuh'un gemisi böyle ada gibi içinde kaldı. Her akşam üzerinde bir ışık yanardı. Sarı, yeşil, kırmızı. Kimisi de böyle bir ziyaret, kimisi de bir türbe, kimisi de bir haznedir. Ama araştırma yapıldıktan sonra izni aradan kayboldu, gitti. Ben de inanıyorum. Size de bir daha var. Söyle, onu söyle.
He said that if in my personal thinking is, well, I see after the this earthquake there is a shape like an ark, and also there was a light which is colored light, green, yellow, and reddish lights we saw there. And lots of people were in the village, they were saying that's the holy place. Somebody says there is some gold, we should go dig it up and stuff like this. They say, especially when you come next to it, it's going off. The light you cannot see anymore. But he said after the government confirmed that that's the Noah's Ark, that is no light anymore. And you know, that's make me think it is Noah's Ark.
Do you believe Noah's Ark actually existed? Could the legend that sounds like a fairy tale really become proven fact? Well, the search has been going on since biblical times. And in a moment, you're going to meet some people who are positive they have found the Ark. Now, we know such claims have been made before. But a few months ago, these people came to 2020 with some new and intriguing scientific findings. We followed them to the mountains of eastern Turkey. And what you'll see is a bizarre adventure with a host of unlikely characters. Tom Gerald's story takes many twists and turns.
That's the seductive beauty that brings them here, snow-capped Mount Ararat. The explorers looked for the Ark there since that's the highest point around here. And as the floodwaters receded, presumably that's where it would have landed. But the Bible describes the mountains of Ararat, mountains plural. Is it possible that the Ark came to rest on one of the smaller sister mountains to Ararat?
The boat-shaped site was first found and photographed by a Turkish army captain back in 1959. It was quickly explored and dismissed as a freak of nature. But Wyatt, an amateur archaeologist, rekindled interest in it a few years ago. He brought in Dave Fassel, a marine salvage expert, to assess it. The Doomsday Mountain team brought in some high technology to explore the oldest legend of man. They began scanning their site with a molecular frequency generator. It's a device used by surgeons to pinpoint cancer tumors, and it's been used by Fassel to locate underwater treasure. This time, the molecular frequency generator began to pick up a unique pattern of iron lines beneath the earth.
Okay, bring that one up.
They began placing ribbons along those lines. The finished shape, outlined by the ribbons, was that of a huge ship, the approximate length and width of Noah's Ark, as described in the Bible. The fascinating field of ribbons soon attracted higher academic interest.
That looks like iron. Okay.
Dr. John Baumgartner, a physicist with Los Alamos Laboratories, sent samples back to the lab for analysis and confirmed that the metal they were tracing with the ribbons was indeed iron. With the width and the length known, the only remaining question was depth. By locating the depth of the hull, they could determine if the boat-shaped object had the cargo capacity described in the biblical ark. To resolve this final issue, Wyatt and Fassel brought geologist Tom Finner to Turkey with his company's heavy-duty subsurface radar equipment. Gear like this located the black box cockpit recorder on the floor of the frozen Potomac River after the Air Florida crash.
Suppose this rock were a foot or 2 feet underground. Would it give you a reading as to where that was? Could you locate it?
Yes, we could.
Is it possible that there will be a moment at which you'll say, this is a man-made object?
The symmetry of the feature suggests it's about... I hope to prove that the underground structure is, in fact, that of a boat.
It was here, several miles short of the boat-shaped site, that a waiting game began for Finner and the others. The party needed a final go-ahead from the Turkish government to complete their probe of Doomsday Mountain.
Yes. Anyway, we're going to hang in like smell on a skunk till nothing left. Get this done.
Hang in like the smell in a skunk. The Turkish government stopped the exploration. What now?
Since we were there, Barbara, things have cooled down, and they've sent their own team of scientists in to take a look at this site. It's a very fascinating location.
Ground-penetrating radar was used on the formation to see what is inside. The reflections created a picture of timbers underground. This diagram shows us some of the main structural elements of the Ark, including parallel and repeated patterns, indicating a man-made site.
Indeed, there is something beneath that rock besides rock. A radar device developed by Geophysical Survey Systems in Hudson was used on the mountain. The device, called SIR, is used by energy exploration companies to analyze what's below the Earth's surface. According to SIR, something man-made is under Mount Aridog.
This data is not... It does not represent natural geology. It's a man-made structure. These reflections are occurring very periodic, too periodic to be random natural type interface.
Compared to an aircraft carrier 1,000 feet long, we can see the Ark is quite large. The Ark was a high-tech vessel that was designed to survive a catastrophic flood that would destroy the surface of the Earth. Complete with a keel, keelsons, and anchor stones, it was truly a work of art designed to save the human race from annihilation. The Bible tells us the Ark was 300 cubits in length. The Ark formation has been measured to be 515 feet long, which is exactly 300 Egyptian cubits. Moses, when writing the Genesis account, would have been accustomed to using the longer Egyptian cubit of 20.6 inches. The Bible mentions an earlier cubit, cubits according to the former measure. This references the Egyptian cubit, which was divided into 28 digits, making up the cubit rod. Many centuries later, the 18-inch Hebrew cubit was developed and implemented. At the Tel Megiddo in Israel, Solomon's gates can be measured to exactly 6 Egyptian cubits, showing further evidence of its early usage. One can easily see the rib timbers near the stern on the starboard side of the Ark. This was part of the superstructure of the Ark, much like ships are constructed today. Horizontal boards would have been attached to these vertical ribs. Here we can see vertical fissures between the ribs. These ribs run perpendicular to the mud flow around the structure, indicating once again, man-made construction. Local village boys greet us as we take a look at the starboard side of the Ark, which curves uphill toward the front of the Ark. This side is predominantly buried in the soil. The outside of the bow, or front, is just before us. And then we scan down the starboard side to see the top of the rib timbers. In the distance, we can see Mount Ararat and Lesser Ararat. We now pan over to the port side of the Ark near the stern. This side is less preserved, but we can see one large rib timber standing at attention. It has been beautifully preserved and has retained the curvature of the hull. From here we look toward the front of the Ark and we can see a large hole which was blown open in 1960 when the first group came here from the United States to inspect the site. We are now standing on the middle deck of the Ark and now pan over to the interior of the port side, where we can see 4 horizontal protrusions in a row. They are arranged in a regular pattern, indicating man-made construction. These would have been horizontal deck support timbers, extending toward the middle of the deck. At the stern, we can see the symmetrical shape of the boat, including the center mound, where the decks have collapsed one on top of another. Continuing to inspect the stern, we can see 5 objects in a row along the inside port area of the deck. These have been measured at regular intervals and appear to be vertical posts that would have supported the deck. The Ark originally came to rest higher on the mountain, but was pulled down to its current location amidst a lava or mud flow, which impaled it on this rock outcropping. Ron Wyatt was operating his ground-penetrating equipment before Turkish authorities when he spotted an object just below the surface. What they found was this beautiful deck timber. It was tested at Galbraith Labs for organic carbon. The level of organic carbon was extremely high, thus proving this object was once living matter, consistent with wood. Mr. Wyatt was able to display the deck timber on CNN when he was interviewed on their network. The timber is in 3 layers, much like plywood, with glue oozing out at the end. This makes it stronger than one solid piece of wood. The outer area is covered in black pitch. Some nails can also be seen on its surface. This layering of wood may have been the gopher wood mentioned in Genesis. Just above the Ark site is the Uzengili village. Its former name in the 19th century was Nasir. This pronunciation is similar to Nicer, a village that the Babylonian Berossus described as being near the Ark site. Josephus in the first century said,
Its remains are shown there by the inhabitants to this day. This would tell us the Ark would be in an accessible location. These local villagers would have had a tourist trade, accommodating visitors to the Ark. The visitors to the Ark would have stayed overnight here and would have bought souvenirs in the village. Evidence of this was discovered in 2000, when an archaeologist found this potsherd 20 yards from the Ark. On the concave side, it has a carving of a man using a hammer to drive a nail, much like Noah building the Ark. On the convex side, an ancient ink drawing shows a man releasing birds, matching the biblical narrative of Noah releasing a raven and a dove. This is just another piece of amazing evidence found here at the Ark site. Using radar equipment, Ron Wyatt discovered an open cavity on the starboard side of the Ark. Utilizing a core drilling technique, he was able to gain access to the interior of the Ark. Stunning evidence was pulled from the belly of the ship. Using an improvised long rake device, petrified animal dung was extracted from the hull. Next, cat hair was also pulled from the cavity. Then, a petrified antler was extracted. These are all items that one would expect to find in the bottom of the Ark. The Bible tells us the antediluvians were skilled in metalworking. Tubal Cain, an instructor of every craftsman in bronze and iron. This large metal rivet, or metal washer around a metal rod, was found by Ron Wyatt when he had taken a tour group to the site in 1991. The center rod had been struck while it was hot, causing it to flare out, holding the washer in place. Test results showed that it contained 8% aluminum metal. Aluminum metal is man-made, thus proving the site to be man-made. Skeptics have said Mr. Wyatt was lying about the testing, but was he really? When the Ark Discovery International team was at the Ark site, they used a metal detector to locate metal fittings on the Ark. This is a crescent-shaped piece of metal that had been a circular washer in its better days and was found near the bow on the port side. A portion of it tested at Galbraith Labs in Tennessee, and the results were stunning. It was 8% aluminum metal, just as Ron Wyatt's test had revealed. The test additionally showed a small amount of titanium metal that is also man-made. The Ark Discovery team continued its analysis at the site and located another fitting on the starboard side. A portion of it was sent to Galbraith Labs for testing, and again, there were incredible results. It contained 8% aluminum metal, 1.3% titanium metal, plus 3.8% magnesium metal, all indicative of the Ark formation being a man-made structure. The Encyclopedia Britannica tells us, because of its chemical activity, aluminum never occurs in the metallic form in nature. These unique metal components are special markers that were left behind, which prove the site is without a doubt a man-made structure, utilizing high-tech construction techniques, consistent with what we should find in Noah's Ark. Modern man didn't discover how to make aluminum metal until around 1900, but the antediluvians had this knowledge in their day. Other metal fittings were found on the port side of the deck. Our metal detector picked up metal readings where a rectangular plate was positioned on a flat plane. This plate originally had 6 rivets. One is still visible on the left side. Other metal fittings can be seen around the Ark in various locations. The metal fittings have different colors from the surrounding material, making it easier to locate them at the site. On the outer portion of the Ark, at a higher level, we were able to see this object that appears to be a metal cap on top of a vertical post. It has an X impression embossed in the center of it. The left side of the cap is missing, but the top and this immediate side are still affixed to the post. The X impression is indicative of a man-made structure with the 90-degree angles. Our second taxi stop is the village of Kazan, where large anchor stones can be found that once hung from the rear of the Ark.
Just down the valley from Noah's Ark, we come to the village of Kazan, where portions of the Ark's directional system were released, thus allowing the Ark to float more freely. This village was known as the Place of the Eight, named so for the eight survivors of the flood. This is the first area that Noah and his family lived after the flood. The large anchor stones were hung from the rear of the ark to keep the rear facing oncoming waves. It created a type of resistance in the water, allowing the rounded rear of the ark to fend off powerful waves that would critically damage the ark if struck broadside. This is our first anchor stone. Measuring 11 feet in height, with 4 feet embedded in the ground, it is actually the largest and most beautiful anchor stone found to date. A tapered hole was drilled into the top of each anchor stone, a 5-inch opening on one side, and a 7-inch opening on the other, allowing a rope to be pulled through and a knot tied. It was designed to be lifted while in the water, when it would weigh less, thereby preventing the top from breaking off. The most striking feature is the crosses that have been carved on the anchor stone. Early Christians came through this area and recognized these objects as biblical items from the ark. They carved crosses on these anchor stones, representing Noah and his family. The largest cross here represents Noah and is of the Crusader style. The diamond shape with a cross above was Nimrod's sign when he was alive. The diamond represents the ark that he took credit for. Then the vertical line is the pathway to heaven, with the crossbar representing heaven. The Egyptians had an adaptation of this symbol called the Ankh. Smaller anchor stones, or drogue stones, can be found near the Mediterranean. This is one of the largest you will ever see outside the Noah's Ark area. The next anchor stone is partially buried in the ground, with 5 crosses. The largest cross represents Noah. The next smallest, Mrs. Noah. Then the 3 smallest are the sons of Noah. At the bottom is a possible image of the Tower of Babel, which was built around 200 years after the flood by Nimrod and his rebellious followers. This particular stone has 7 crosses, with the 8th having been removed at some point in time. This stone has a large cross representing Noah. The next smaller cross on the bottom left is Mrs. Noah. The next 3 smaller crosses represent the 3 sons. Then, the 3 smallest represent the wives of the sons. This stone does not have any carvings on it, but it does have a hole drilled through the top. Other stones have been found buried, but they have no inscriptions. This stone had a hole drilled in the left side. Then on the right, we can see ancient inscriptions. Vandals have broken this stone, but you can see where the hole once was in the top. Crosses have also been carved on this stone. Five crosses are on this anchor stone, and as we look at the top, we can see where the hole has been broken off. Outside the village of Kazan is a large object that has the appearance of petrified tree bark and with unusual characteristics.
As far as we know, there's nothing else like this anywhere. Nobody's ever...
My goodness.
It's got crosses that are very faintly carved on it. You got a big one here. You got a small one right there. One here. One here. They're harder to see over here.
And this is petrified wood?
Well,
it looks like
Ron said he thought it was petrified
bark.
Tree bark.
Right.
If you look at the... You ever see... It looks like a little bit like pine bark.
It sounds like metal.
Well, why would the anchor stone be wood?
This isn't an anchor stone.
Oh, I see.
This was just like something that was on the ark, right?
Well, Ron theorized that this might have been the or part of the cover. You remember at one point it says, and Noah came out of the ark and he took the cover off, or he threw the cover off. And of course, that's just speculation. We don't have a way of knowing, but... This is a rather unique thing. It has the appearance and the texture of some kind of a bark, but you know, it is stone.
That is the cross.
What? Let's hear that again.
That is the cross.
There you go.
That is incredible.
It has a very hollow sound.
Very hollow. It sounds like metal.
but it's just a...
Well, it's just, that's its harmonic...
Right.
Yeah.
Harmonic resonance, you're right.
Yeah.
But I've not many stones that do that.
That's true.
Yeah. With the sun coming out.
There's... Well, I think there's eight crosses on it. We've been able to find seven. I think there's an eighth one up there.
Our next taxi stop is the home of Noah, near the village of Kazan. This photo was taken in 1977 by Ron Wyatt, showing the walls of Noah's home. Since then, all the walls have been torn down by local treasure seekers. In the front yard stood this large tombstone. On the tombstone was a drawing of eight people and a boat on a wave. The second largest person was looking downward with their eyes closed. This indicates that this was Mrs. Noah's tombstone. After Mr. Wyatt showed this to someone, that person later hired others to exhume Mrs. Noah's 18-foot sarcophagus. Its depression in the ground is still visible today. Her jewelry was later sold on the black market for millions of dollars. Extending out from Noah's house are these ancient stone fences for containing animals. In Genesis, we are told that Noah practiced husbandry. In this case, we can see signs of animal husbandry. Some fences are more prominent than others, but they are all in straight lines. Uphill, behind Noah's home, is this large altar that he would have used to sacrifice animals to the Lord. It is approximately 10 feet in diameter and has a cube-like shape. In conclusion, we can say that the Dhrupanar, Noah's Ark formation, is full of evidence which confirms its authenticity, especially when we objectively consider all the information. Many books have been written about the discovery of the Ark. It has been featured in many newspapers and television programs, but most of the world is not aware of this beautiful discovery, which refutes evolution and proves the Bible to be truth. In God's timing, He will reveal this to all mankind.
Right. Well, I hope you enjoyed that.
お楽しみいただけましたでしょうか?
That explains how the anchor stones beneath the ark would have given it stability in rough water.
こういった怒りですね、アンカーストーンが嵐の時にですね、箱舟のバランスを保つ役割を果たしてたということなんですね。
And it could also explain how the ark came to rest before the tops of the mountains were seen.
山々の頂が見えてくる前にですね、箱舟がとどまったというこの質問の答えにもなると思います。
Because if these anchor stones were hanging beneath the ark,
このアンカーストーンがですね、箱舟の下にぶら下がっていたために、
they would come to rest and stop the ark moving even before the mountain peak had appeared above the water.
山々が見え出す前にですね、アンカーストーンがこの地面について箱舟が止まったと考えられるわけです。
Now I'll share this. We are working with some contacts in the government to get permission to excavate the site.
私たちは今現在ですね、ずっとこのトルコ政府に働きかけて発掘調査の依頼をしています。
We would like to research the site and confirm one way or the other, is this Noah's Ark or not?
そしてさらにですね、調査を進めて、これが本当のノアの箱舟だったか、そうじゃなかったか、結論を出したいと願っているわけです。
Personally, I believe this could very well be the remains of Noah's Ark.
私は個人的にこれはノアの箱舟の、跡であると確信しているんですけれども。
But it needs to be excavated.
それでもですね、もっと発掘調査がなされるべきだと考えています。
If anyone would like to sponsor, or if you know someone who would like to sponsor, please come and talk to us about sponsoring an excavation of the site.
もしこの発掘調査に関心のある方、スポンサー援助してもいいと思われる方、そしてそういう援助をですね、しそうな知り合いがいらっしゃる方がいたら私にどうぞ、連絡取ってみてください。
If this could be confirmed.To be Noah's Ark.
これがですね、もうノアの箱舟であるという確かな証拠が出たならば、
This would be very significant.
これはですね、もう、世紀の発見となることでしょう。
So please pray about that, and if you know a sponsor, let us know. Thank you.
このことについても祈っていただきたいと思います。そしてもしスポンサーなる方がいたらですね、と願っております。